Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Irv Broughton. Today I'll be reading my poem, Pokey Snow. This is a poem about a local character up on Cape Cod. I just did a memoir about my life growing up on the Cape, and Pokey is very much part of our life and experience there. Pokey Snow. As if he were about to depart to sea, on back shore lay Pokey Snow, his body gray as driftwood. Pokey must have dragged himself to the Cape Beach where he died after hitting a tree on the back road in Wellfleet. Against the cries of the rising tides he'd known, this man took of the sea from the everyday, making the best of his everyday life. When I knew Pokey, he was still under his Plymouth, bowed legs only showing the chronic fidget and fuss of old Cape Codders. Poverty grass surrounding him, sticking out of nowhere, these threads, as if some latch-stitch decorative effort, and forward the crushed smell of bayberry, the tiny hard berries, the ashen color of his face. Even as waves crashed against the richness of the shore, I'm not so certain after all these years if I met him again, we would speak the long R sounds or laugh and sputter like clams. He attended words like crab pots for more than a cranky car or the pickings of a low tide or sandbars that made us leap upon stepping stones, turning all to tourist. He wore those haggard boots and waded into anything from cranberry bogs to Upper Billingsgate, to Pecan Harbor, or to mud at Drummer's Pond, or any pier. Back then he waded full in after sleeping on a plank in some shingled shack for an early start to Wakeport, while waiting for the sea to turn to words. I heard lately the sands that took him in and must have consoled him and his tired heart, at least. Someone told me, yes, that Pokey Snow we all knew, with his heart beating down the ice sands of Cahoon's Hollow, should he awaken from his Cape Cod dream to find poems in the bedside of a dream, I would say he wrote them in another life, so that some 60 years later I could know Pokey Snow as he really was, spouting poems at the end. Pokey, Pokey, he was a poet. Yes, I would say he wrote them, a poet who did so in another life. That was Pokey Snow by me, Irv Broughton. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.